Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Michael is with me on the line today because, Michael, you got in touch with us. You've had a disastrous situation trying to get tickets for the All-Ireland hurling final. What happened?
Yeah. So basically, like, as you know, like, tickets are like, hens teeth at the moment. They're so hard to come by, and, you know, you do anything at this stage to get your hands on tickets. So basically, I was searching for tickets. I came across a Facebook page yesterday, and it looked legit. It was like, you know, tickets for sale, Ireland or something like that. I was actually in the gym at the moment at that time, training, and it kind of happened so fast. I didn't really study it, but I got excited. I saw three tickets for sale, Cusick stand, face value, €100 each. So
you thought, brilliant.
So I replied. I was with my trainer, and we were looking at it, and it seemed kind of legit. So I got talking to the individual. Now, at that stage, he had like a Facebook page, and he had a Dublin jersey on him. And I looked at his profile pictures, and everything looked okay, you know. So I just said, like, you know, a bit apprehensive, how will the tickets actually come through to me, you know, because I wasn't going to accept the screenshot, because I don't think screenshots are accepted anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
So he said, no, we'll use the Ticketmaster platform. So I said, well, that's fair enough, because that's legit. Mm-hmm. So I transferred the €300 each for tickets. He didn't want anything more. He said he just wanted face value. So after a couple of minutes, then I got an email from Ticketmaster to say to accept the tickets, or the tickets were in your basket to accept them. So I clicked on the email from Ticketmaster, and they say, congratulations, your tickets are on the way. Your request has been accepted, you know. So at that stage, then I got another text back then to say that it was €30 each to change the names on the tickets, you know. So as I was training, my trainer then Googled, and he said, yeah, that looks legit, that it costs an extra money through Ticketmaster to put your names on the tickets.
Geez, it's funny, because when you say that you got the email from Ticketmaster to say, you know, that the tickets are in your basket, because that is what happens. I only recently had to do that, where you have to accept the tickets and download them. But I wasn't aware of a change of name.
Anyway, I wasn't either. But, you know, I said, look,
seems legit so far. So you,
it seemed legit, because like, he sent me a screenshot of my name in an email in the Ticketmaster platform, you know. So our understanding was, at that stage, okay, Ticketmaster have the tickets, so all they're waiting to do is put my name on them.
And I'm looking at the screenshot of that particular email that you sent us, Michael, with your full name, and that you've accepted your ticket transfer for Galway v Limerick and the GAA Hurling All-Ireland Senior Championship Final. I mean, it's as plausible as anything.
Yeah, like, we thought it was 100% legit. So then he asked to send another €90, which I did. So
and how did you send him the money?
How? Through Revolut.
Revolut.
Yeah. So after another couple of minutes, then I got an email from Ticketmaster again to say that the tickets were on hold, because the €90 still had to be paid to them, you know. So at that stage, then I contacted him again through Messenger, and to say, did he pay the €90? And, like, at that stage, then I kind of, you know, smelt a rat. You know, I said, hold on a minute, there's actually something going on here, because he wasn't responding to the messages. His profile picture then had changed from, like, a Dublin character to, like, a foreign national. Nothing against foreign nationals or... I'm not being derogatory in any way.
No, I know you're not. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, it's a very different, because you've sent us the screenshots of the conversation with the alleged seller, and it looks like nearly a young lad in a Dublin jersey, and he seems to be there with a friend.
Yeah.
And it's a very different picture.
And then at the very end, it changes to a different character. And then, like, I questioned, like, what's going on? Question mark, question mark. And he sent me, like, this is what's most upsetting and most annoying to me. Like, he sent me very derogatory messages in, obviously, his language or some language. I don't understand the language. And it was, like, insulting my family, you know.
A kind of a
slang language, or more or less, you know, go F yourself or something, you know. That's what's most frustrating and really getting to me, you know.
So you're down £390, Michael.
That's right. I know.
There's no tickets.
No tickets. Yeah. High stool, I'd say.
Oh, God. And hang on, so you got on to Ticketmaster in the midst of all this?
Yeah.
And to be fair to them, this has nothing to do with them. But they got back to you, didn't they?
Yeah, it kind of is, really, because, like, obviously the tickets were there, or maybe they weren't. I don't know. Was this a fictitious website he was using? Was I being hacked? You know, was their platform hacked? Because he seemed to have all the Ticketmaster credentials in his email and his correspondence, like, you know. And to get an email from Ticketmaster to say, okay, the tickets are in your basket, all you have to do is accept them, you know.
I would assume, though, that if it were legit, you would have been able to have accepted those instantly.
Yeah, I don't know, you see. I don't know, because the Ticketmaster platform, as you can see by the screenshots, all looked above board. You know, they had the section, the stand section, you know, everything looked legit.
Well, we'll certainly reach out to Ticketmaster for you. Right. But you did that, and what response did you get from them?
Basically, they just said, like, at this stage, like, I don't know who to trust, you know, I don't know.
That was a bot, you know, that you were talking to, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know that email actually come from Ticketmaster, but it said, like, the email said, we just can't pinpoint how we can help you, you know. Now, there was two numbers I rang this morning, and I couldn't get through to Ticketmaster, so I sent another email to Ticketmaster to see any updates, like, since 9 o'clock this morning, but I've still heard nothing from them, like, you know. But, like, my issue is the tickets, like, more or less were in Ticketmaster's hands, heads have been, or maybe they weren't, you know.
Unless the alleged seller had some, you know, fraudulent site. Things can be, you know, yourself with scams with banks and different institutions. They can make it look very true to life, you know. And we'll get on to Ticketmaster and we'll see what the story is, Michael, with that. And this thing about the changing of the name, £30 per person, I'm not familiar with that now. So we'll find out off Ticketmaster what the story is there. But we're now, what is today? Tuesday, so...
Tuesday, it's panic stations now at this stage. You know?
Ah, no, you don't need to panic about Friday. There's still time for them to come through, Michael.
I'll be really panicking around 5:30 if we actually don't beat Galway. You know.
Yeah. Oh, you're a Limerick fan, are you?
Yes.
And you're big into
that against me.
No, God, not at all. Not at all. But you're a big hurling fan, obviously.
Oh yeah. I used to be, you know, secretary of our club for nearly 15 years. It's in our DNA. I think this year is special because, you know, they're such a genuine bunch of lads, you know. I think this could be our year, I'd say, you know, it's time for a few of them to hang up the boots, I think.
Did you think, I would have thought as former secretary of a club, you'd have no bother.
It's very difficult, you know, as you know, all over the country to get your hands on tickets, you know. But there should be a different platform, like, if you are that involved, and, you know, you should be able to get some privileges, like, you know, but...
To get rid of the bandwagon people.
We will see. Yeah,
oh, well,
but,
God,
look, but it's great, like, it's fantastic. I've been to most of the matches down through the years, but, you know, I don't begrudge somebody else if they have to go. Limerick have given us fantastic enjoyment for the past 8 years that we never thought we'd see.
I know, she...
You know... But it's just to get to that point. The weather is good. I'm off next week.
It'll be a great start.
Things are going well. And I said, look, here goes.
Yeah. Go back to the point for me for a moment. The money. Regardless, the tickets, is, I know you're it's the tickets you seem to be, you're mainly, you know, you're the tickets you are obviously, you've no tickets and you're upset about that. No. But you're down the guts of £400 at the same time.
Yeah, like, as you can appreciate, it's a lot of money, you know, in this day and age, you know.
How are you feeling? Do you feel a bit like...
Well, I feel annoyed, ashamed, embarrassed.
Yeah. You know, I don't, like, Michael, because, like, do you know what?
You know?
It happens. Yeah. It's happened to the best of us. And, you know, it's so bloody easy to get, you know, to get, you know, whatever drawn into. I totally can, it just happens. Yeah. I mean, in my own incident about 3 years ago, too, buying clothes off a shop, I thought, actually, in Limerick.
Okay,
So, look, it happens. Yeah. It happens. But you're right to flag it, and we're glad you got in touch.
Yeah,
because,
like, it's just the fact that he was able to get in. Like, if it was a fraud, obviously it was, that he was just so able to replicate the Ticketmaster website and go through on that channel, you know, without Ticketmaster flagging it or, you know, firewalling it or whatever. I'm not technically minded.
I know.
But, you know, yeah, that's what's frustrating and worrying as well, you know, that somebody can get to that level and, you know, get an email from Ticketmaster. Well,
is the 390, is there anything Revolut can do? Or, I mean, would you get on to the guards about this?
Like Revolut now, in fairness, you know, they do ask you, you know, when you report a fraud, to send as much information as you can, which I have, you know, so there's maybe a bit of work there to go through that. But since last night, you know, I was at this till 10 or 11 o'clock.
Oh, sure, I know. You're a full-time private investigator now on this. Do you know, it'd be worth chatting to the guards about it locally as well, Michael, because I've a memory of an issue with Electric Picnic, I think, or some of the festival tickets last year, us talking about it in the show, you know, and kind of a similar, similar-ish story. And it might just be worth flagging it with them, you know. You wouldn't know, you know. And you never know. Yeah. Maybe there's some Lunchtime Live listener out there today who perhaps has a spare Galway or Limerick ticket that they might sympathy on you.
I'd sit on the roof at this stage. You know?
Well, if there's anyone out there today who's listening to Michael and maybe has found themselves caught like this before, he's down three tickets and £390. And if anyone can help her Michael out today, give us a shout. We'll put you in touch with him. 1800 453 106 is the number. Michael, I hope you get sorted. Keep us posted, will you? And let us know.
Andrew. Brilliant, you're doing a great show. Keep up.
Fair play. Thanks a million. Mind yourself, Michael.
Okay, Andrew. Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Another listener tells me this happened to me before as well. The scammer, actually, they had the tickets, but they sold them to so many people at the same time. That was the issue, says this listener. The Lunchtime Live team is in the back room. In the background here is we're on air every day, and they're tirelessly working to answer all of your emails. And our senior producer, Niamh Hamill, is with me in studio because you've been talking to Revolut, Niamh, about Michael's situation.
Yes, so we told them what happened with Michael and they've come back with a statement for us. So what they're saying is, while Revolut is unable to comment on a particular case without the necessary permissions from the person involved, they're sorry to hear of any instance where a customer has been targeted by sophisticated criminals. Revolut takes the industry-wide risk of customers being coerced by scammers incredibly seriously, and last year prevented more than €49 million in fraud against their 3 million Irish customers. They say that fraudsters sadly capitalise on the scarcity and demand for these events. Therefore, they are urging customers not to panic buy or fall for offers that are too good to be true. Revolut firmly advise people to only purchase tickets from trusted ticketing platforms that offer clear protections against fraudulent sellers. And they say that while they're fully determined to protect the customers as best as they can through the fraud prevention technologies, there is also no denying that scams also need to be tackled at source by the online marketplaces and social media platforms that enable them.
So that's Revolut's response in relation to Michael. And I should say as well, Ticketmaster have been back. They've been in touch with us because we got on to Ticketmaster as well. And what they're telling us this lunchtime, Michael, they've reviewed this and they can confirm this transaction did not take place on Ticketmaster. It appears to be a private payment made directly to an individual, likely on social media. They say this is exactly the type of purchase we strongly advise fans against. Our advice is always to purchase tickets only through official ticketing channels. And if you're in doubt, you can always check a sports club or artist website, which will point you in the right direction. And they've sent us the link as well, and we'll send that to you, Michael, where fans can protect themselves against ticketing scams. It's on their own blog at Ticketmaster, and you'll be able to access that there. But Michael, Ticketmaster have told us that they will reach out to you directly to see what support they can offer you at this time. So that hopefully might be some good news for Michael, and he'll hear back from Ticketmaster on that. Niamh Hamill, thanks a million for popping into us. Michael, thanks again for getting in touch and sharing your story. If you want to get in contact or share your own experience with us, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.